So I guess to get started, thanks everybody for joining us. This is the food industry chat that Sammy and I are hosting. We're really excited. We're both the co-presidents of for Food at Haas. So we'll do introductions really quick before getting to a little bit of an overview of some programs and then going into questions. But just before we get in, we wanted to do some housekeeping that admissions. Okay. So just to know that this is chat is just purely informative. It's non-evaluative. So feel free to ask any questions, be as honest as possible. If you do have your mics on, please try to mute them so there's less background noise. And if you have any questions, you can throw them into the chat at any time, and we'll be answering them then. A few of you did submit questions in advance, so we'll get to those as well. So Sammy, do you want to introduce yourself and
Sure. Well, hello, everyone. We're really excited about today and really excited to answer any and all questions that you have. So a little bit of background on me. So both John and I are first years. That's generally how it works with the clubs at Haas. You actually take over the president role or even just leadership role at the end of the fall semester of your first year. But anyway, so I actually came from a food industry background. I worked in operations and specifically new store expansion for a grocery company called Aldi from Germany, really big in the Midwest. So I worked for them in their corporate offices in Chicago and then moved out to Southern California to open up a whole bunch of stores for them and worked for about 4 years and then enrolled over at Haas. Definitely the best decision I ever made, obviously. And it's been great. And while at Haas, I launched a company. It's called Tanner's Tea. We create sugar-free matcha concentrates in liquid form. So I probably won't have too much time to go into that today. I'm more so focusing on just the Haas food engagement. But of course, offline, I'd be more than willing to answer any questions you may have about specifically entrepreneurship at Haas.
Great. And my name is John Monahan. I went to Michigan for undergrad and I was living in Chicago before moving out here, where I was in sustainability for the National Dairy Council. So I was working with dairy farmers on all types of different sustainability programs, from animal welfare to food waste to supply chain engagement and communication. While at Haas, I have been involved with Food at Haas, but in addition to that, I've been on the Center for Responsible Businesses Student Advisory Board, specifically working a lot on sustainable food, as well as involved at Q at Haas too. So if you have any questions about that, we can take that offline, but we did a chat last week on that too, which I think has a recording. And then I guess lastly, I'll be, from a career perspective, I'm interning in brand management at Danone, North America this summer. So I'll be out of New York working on one of their yogurt brands. I can speak, and Sammy as well could speak to a little bit about the campus recruiting process. So kind of diving in, we wanted to first do a little bit of an overview of the club, and specifically because this is an industry chat focusing on the academic and career resources that are available, and then broadening it to some other things that are happening on campus and in the greater Berkeley food ecosystem. So I'll kind of start off with academics and Sammy will take over for career. So we have three primary classes within Haas that focus on food, which doesn't sound like a lot, but within business schools, I think it's actually pretty substantive. One of them is the main class is called Food Innovation Studio. You get to work with, either come in with a startup idea or work with a startup. That's a project that comes through the class and working with an interdisciplinary team from across campus on incubating that venture over the course of the semester. That's offered in the fall every year with it's for second year. So, you know, in your first year, you'll be taking your core classes, and then second year you can take that. So it has a lot of really cool projects that came out of it. Some are startups that are, you know, our second year classmates are launching. Others were, you know, one project, for example, was working with Once Upon a Farm, which was is a baby food startup that Jennifer Garner is involved in, and the former CEO of Annie's Organic is a founder there, is the CEO of that company. So you can either work with kind of existing startups that have maybe gotten some traction or incubate your own ideas. We also have a class called Edible Education. It's an undergraduate class, and I'm on the teaching team for that now. So you can either choose to enroll in it, or you can just audit the classes or come to the public lectures that you're interested in. It attracts like very high level speakers. So this year we've already had, you know, Danny Meyer. This tomorrow is Samin Nosrat, the author of Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, and the, you know, the host of the Netflix show of the same name. It was originally taught by Alice Waters, so she's coming in 2 weeks. So we really get great people, and that's just every week in the winter semester that you can, you know, get exposed to these, you know, really awesome speakers. And then lastly, as a food club, we host a speaker series in the fall that is, you know, maybe not at that same level of, you know, the top people in the food, in the American food world, but really great founders, sustainability leads, and, you know, technologists, different people that come in. And in your first semester, you can take this one credit pass-fail and get exposed. And as you start to formulate whether you want to pursue an internship or other opportunities in the food world. I'll only touch on it here, but maybe we can send it out to this list afterwards. There also is a really exciting new certificate program in food systems. And this is the, to our knowledge, the only, you know, MBA program where you can get such a certificate that you can really signal within your, you know, future employers that, you know, you're interested in food. And what's really great about this is it provides you a number of different classes that are in schools outside of Haas, so within public health, within policy, you know, at all the different schools. And so you end up taking three classes in the sequence for that. So I can, we'll work with admissions to send out more information on that, detailed information on that after the call.
All right. I'll take over to focus a little bit more on the specific career resources that Haas has. And one of which with Food at Haas is called Career Week. So this is actually a full week in the middle of October between your fall A and fall B, where the career management group pretty much says, hey, for all of the first years and second years, this is time to explore different career opportunities, go to panels. There are many different events and tracks to different companies that are arranged during this week. And during the fall last year, they actually put on the first, hopefully annual, we're definitely doing it next year, so it will be annual, Food Summit. And what this is, it's a little bit over a half day full of different panels, events, keynote speakers that come in, and people who really span across the food industry. Last year, there was a pretty big focus on food tech, ag tech. We had John Foraker. John mentioned him before, but he's the CEO of now Once Upon a Farm and was the CEO of Annie's Organics. So really powerful people in the food industry. And that's another slight tangent for Haas. Being located in the Bay Area, it is such a great focus point for not only food and technology, but a lot of people who have CEO level roles will come in for conferences and meetings with other companies. So a lot of people are constantly coming in and out of the Bay Area. And the Career Week is definitely one of the seminal events for the Food at Haas Club. So we were really proud of the way that the Career specifically the Food Summit went last year, and we're looking forward to putting on a really awesome event this upcoming October. And because it is such a big event, the planning starts literally months in advance. So we will be definitely planning that over the summer and towards the latter half of this spring semester as well. And additionally, Trex. So we touched a little bit on Trex, but to go into a little bit more detail. So these are a fancy way of saying an organization from Haas is going to visit a company that's hopefully nearby, somewhere in the Bay Area, San Francisco, or East Bay. And we did go on a few treks that were pretty much paired up with the marketing club as well. So different treks to companies in the nearby area ranged from going to Clorox, which happens to be in Oakland, Annie's, I know I've mentioned that quite a lot, to Imperfect Foods, which has happened before. Really name a company that you'd want to see. And with the Food at Haas group, we are really passionate about being able to go to the companies that the members have genuine interest in. So once again, it goes back to just being in a really hot area for food and being able to visit those companies. And of course, once you go and visit, you're then building relationships with whether it's the HR manager or an individual person that you'd like to keep in contact for an internship later on down the road. They're really great opportunities to visit the companies in person. And next up is CMG. And so CMG, Career Management Group, is the area of, at least when it comes to the school's ability to work with the students to go through a wide variety of different career resources. So each sector of CMG actually has their own relationship manager. So we have one person who works in CMG who is specifically focused to food and retail. And as a student who's interested in something in food specifically, this relationship manager is really well-versed in everything from the interview process specifically for food to the different kinds of jobs that are available for someone who's interested in food. And these relationship managers are really great. And of course, because of their specific focus, they can provide a lot more in-depth feedback and information than you'd get from just a regular CMG person. So we're proud to have someone who is specifically focused on food for that. And with advising as well. So let's say you are trying to figure out a specific role. You know you want to work in food, but you don't know exactly what kind of role you'd like to take. That is a really great opportunity for you to go visit someone in CMG. They, of course, will review your resume with you. And you'd be surprised the nuances that you look for in a food-focused role may be different than if you're going for just a standard marketing role. And the advisors within CMG do a great job in helping to really fine-tune and pinpoint those specific attributes of your resume. So I know I've definitely gone in to visit Doug. That's the name of our CMG advisor. And yeah, highly recommend. And I know that many other people in the Food at Haas group would say the same. So that is pretty much it for the career resources. John, do you want to touch on, I know you mentioned the CRB, but anything on why?
Yeah, so outside of the Food at Haas Club, the Berkeley food ecosystem is really pretty vibrant. There's equivalent food groups at the policy school and at the law school. And we're actually doing a happy hour with them, I think, in the next couple of weeks. And within Haas too, there are opportunities both in, classes and other clubs where food can be a focus. So just to give a couple examples of that, one club is called the Haas Impact Investing Network. And so if you're interested in, venture capital and maybe investing in sustainable food, there's one of the five verticals within that club is focused on food and agriculture. So there's a team of four right now that are, they're actually, I think it ends on Friday. So they've been working since about October on identifying like seed level companies that are in the food and ag space. So one example, there's a class called Strategic and Sustainable Business Solutions. And I think of the nine projects that came forward, five of them had a connection to food and sustainability, whether that was water or waste or sustainable supply chains. And then there's also things like case competitions on campus. So this year, you know, Haas hosts the Patagonia case competition, and this year it's focused on sustainable packaging. Last year it was on creating a regenerative agriculture standard. So there are other opportunities too outside of your, whether it's coursework, competitions, or other clubs where you can also work on food beyond that. I could probably keep going, but I want to be able to get to questions too. Also, I think if, you know, people are curious, we could send out a list of some of the companies that recruit at Haas. You know, we have a list of where people interned last summer, and, you know, people are working on getting their internships in our class for the next year. But, you know, it ranges broadly from, you know, big companies like General Mills, Cargill, Kraft Heinz to, you know, smaller companies like, you know, Clif Bar or Cowgirl Creamery. So we kind of have a nice range of, and then also, you know, different functions too. You know, people have gone into more of the tech route and, you know, Farmers Business Network or Bite Foods, things that are, you know, varying stages of startup to, you know, Fortune 100 companies. So depending on what your interests are, there are opportunities across the board. So we've just talked at you a lot. So please submit any questions you have into the group chat. And, you know, while we wait for those to come in, we'll look at some of the ones that people sent already. So one here is, what courses, lectures, treks, or experiences have been impactful for you at Haas on your food industry journey? You want to take that, Sam?
Sure. So I think for me, one of the most impactful opportunities that I've had while at Haas within the food industry has more so been just the opportunity, and this is going to maybe not answer it in the exact list that was mentioned in this question, but I think for me, I've loved the opportunity to network with the current students, first years and second years, and have shared experiences with them. And during those shared experiences, being able to share our own previous work experience and talk about really the future of the industry. So actually my favorite moment so far regarding food and Haas was actually through a program called Embark. And John was there. We just got back a few days ago, actually. But there's this huge food trade show called Expo West. It's technically Natural Product Expo West. And Embark is a program that sends MBAs from across the country to this event. And what's great is the price of the ticket is completely waived. You still have to pay for the hotel and everything. But it is really the most incredible opportunity to see companies from across the US. They all get these decked out booths. They're giving out millions of free samples. And it's a great opportunity to not only get to discuss, meet the founders of these companies, get to know their backstories, get to know their salespeople, and really get a better understanding for who they are and where they'd like to go while they're featuring new products. But my favorite opportunity was really getting to know the other MBAs, not only from Haas, but outside of Haas as well. So that for me, I mean, it's tough to beat Expo West. So that was the top moment for me.
Yeah, and it's so recent. We, you know, just getting back, it was over this past weekend. And I think that opportunity is open to, you know, whatever MBA program you might choose. But what was nice about our Haas group is that there were, you know, five of us out of, you know, 54 people in the program. So we were one of the more the highest represented schools. Mm-hmm. The depth of like alumni base that came and, you know, supported too. We had double the amount of people. You know, we had 11 people total that were at the event, either working on startups or, you know, coming as part of, you know, the jobs that they'll be accepting upon graduation. That was pretty pretty great. Another thing that I'll just, you know, mention has been, you know, edible education. I used to plan conferences as part of my last job, and these are people that I never could have afforded to come to my, you know, 600 person conference. And they come to Haas for free, and you know, all of the lectures are open to the public. So even if you don't want to go through the act of taking the actual class, you can, you know, still get exposed to, you know, these really, so the big names are exciting, but one of my favorite lectures was actually from an interesting company called Row 7 Seeds, that was just doing some innovative work in seed design. So I think that's a, you know, there's so many opportunities on campus and just making the time to pursue them.
Great. And it looks like we just got a question. What applications tips do you have for someone who does not have a career in the food industry but wants to pivot post-MBA? What are the best ways to prove we could be successful in this industry? John and I both did come from a food background, but I can tell you with certainty that there are a ton. I'd say, John, I might be off on this, but I'd be willing to say actually the majority of people who are actually looking to venture into food from Food at Haas don't have a standard food background. Maybe they dabbled in it before, but actually coming from a food-specific career is actually probably pretty low. So I guess number one, I'd rest assured that you are not alone. There are a very large amount of people who are in your same shoes as well. And I think just based on what I've learned and really the people that I've spoken with about this, I think that just a tip could be, if you are interested in food, there's a pretty strong chance that reason is a big passion point of yours, and you have a story to tell about that. And if not a story, maybe you are drawn to the food industry for a specific reason, and I would make that reason known as clearly as you can in your application. And as John said before, this is by no means, we are not associated with admissions in any way, shape, or form, but I think authenticity is a really big part of the business school application process, and just tell your story in a clear, passionate way.
Yeah, I think that's great. I don't have anything to add, and it looks like I want to figure out some of the questions that came in advance too. So, one of them was, how does Haas faculty keep up with the dynamic world economy so that students are equipped with the required business skills? So I think an interesting part of that question is the, at least as it relates to, you know, this call, is that, you know, a lot of the food resources that have been developing at Haas have been driven by the students. And so we really benefit from the work that was done before us that took the food clubs from being just a group that wanted to go get dumplings to a professionally oriented club as well. We still do a lot of fun social events. We're celebrating Pi Day this week, and we're, you know, doing a St. Patrick's Day celebration with the beer club. But, you know, we're also going on a trek on Friday to Cowgirl Creamery, which is a Bay Area creamery that's now managed by a former Haas grad. So I think that there's a nice balance in that. And so in thinking about how do the professors prepare us, they are really responsive to the interests of students. So I think Food Innovation Studio is probably in its third year. These are classes that were partially designed with student initiation. And additionally, the Sustainable Food Initiative at the Center for Responsible Business was just formally came into being last year. So again, partly because of student interests and changing dynamics in the marketplace that made it that, you know, food, the opportunities for MBAs in food aren't just marketing roles anymore or operations roles. They're the industry is much more vibrant than it used to be. So I think, you know, we've only been here a few months, so always discount that for as much as you'd like. But I think that they've been pretty relevant. And a lot of my classes in both like entrepreneurship and brand management, the cases we tend to cover are pretty recent. There might be some old like seminal cases that we'll take a look at, but in general, they're things that have happened within the last few years.
Great. Someone submitted a question. What, if any, technological trends are you noticing that are becoming more popular in the food and beverage industry? Well, that is a big question to answer. There are so many tech trends that are becoming very, very hot right now in the food industry. And it depends what area you're focusing on. So automation is a really big trend. In fact, at the end of fall, a few students from the first year did a trek to all of the food automation hotspots in San Francisco and Bay Area. So there's definitely a big interest for that. And actually one of the first years as well just called me last week because she's doing an independent study project on food automation and how food automation trends are becoming integrated into food manufacturing processes. So you can that side, bless you. As far as trends are concerned too, I mean, there's a huge focus on regenerative ag. John and I, as we mentioned, just got back from Expo West. Regenerative ag was everywhere, and that may not necessarily be the most tech-focused trend, but I'm super excited about that trend and to see how that gets implemented into a lot of these food companies. And lastly, just the one that I can babble off pretty quickly is just focusing on really upcycling of product as well is really big. And beyond that, of course, lab focused meat. We did a visit with Beyond Meat. Impossible Foods is up in the Bay Area as well. So there are so many different trends. And if you do have a specific focus one, sorry, that was so all over the place, but you in this little text box, I can write my email and John's email as well. So you can feel free to reach out to us if you have a specific question that we're not answering.
Yeah. And what's, And another kind of piece that's nice about this is that even just this week, like two different, I've got information on two different conferences that are happening in the Bay Area over the next couple of weeks. One's called Future Food Tech. Another one is called like the Regen Summit or something like that, that's focused on regenerative ag. Just like by virtue of our geography, there is a lot of different events that you can go to to understand some of these trends.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa, I think updated your question about customization. I think that's huge in food, just coming from Expo, where every different dietary restriction you can imagine would have a product to it. And by virtue of the internet, by virtue of people being less drawn to legacy brands, there's opportunities for products that cater to smaller niches, but there's still both investment and consumer interest in finding those products. Thanks, Abhinav. I realize we're at time, so I'll just kind of say a couple closing notes. So Sammy posted our email addresses. Please contact us with any additional questions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you are at different stages of the application process. So if you do end up coming on campus for an interview or for days at Haas, which you definitely, if you have you've gotten your call and you're making your decision, I totally encourage you to attend. It was a really instructive event for me in making my final decision between schools and understanding the culture and getting to meet your future classmates. Invest the time and money to come to campus if you can for that event. Lastly, we had heard from round one admits that they wanted to learn more. And so we launched a Food at Haas Instagram. So you can go and follow us there if you wanna know about what's happening on campus and maybe get plugged into things. For edible education, for example, all of those YouTube, all of those lectures are streamed and recorded on YouTube. So if there's something you want to look at later, you can totally do that too.
Great. I put the Instagram on there too, just because it's confusing. It's not at Haas, it's H-E-Haas.
Okay.
All right. It was so nice virtually meeting you guys. Feel free to email us if you have any additional questions, and I will do my personal best to answer them. So thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.